This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1493. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition recorded December 30th. Madagascar relay burned off. DX and station news from Australia, Azerbaijan, India, Indonesia, Kashmir, Pakistan, Tennessee, Texas, Uruguay, and Yemen. English from Algeria, Belarus, France, Japan. Music from Canada, China, Netherlands, Turkey, clandestines for China, Kurdistan, and Sudan, and the propagation outlook. Long ago, Radio Algeria International had an external service in foreign languages on shortwave, even English. But for several years now, the only way you could hear some English would be on the internet or on a few FM transmitters in various parts of Algeria. But now, Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reports hearing the international network on a medium wave frequency, 666 kilohertz, which is the 10 kilowatt outlet at Tandouf in the western tip of Algeria, next to Western Sahara. In fact, that's the same city from which the shortwave radio of the RESD transmits on 6297. However, on December 27th, he was hearing 666 with the Radio Algérie International IDs. They had news in Spanish at 2230. And there was also news in English at 1900. So possibly this will be showing up on some other Algerian medium wave frequencies. As for shortwave, the only transmissions they're doing are relays from France of their Quran program, of course, all in Arabic, which are easily heard. Has anyone heard the external shortwave service from Argentina lately? The question was raised by Luis Cheney Neto in São Paulo in the Paraná DX Club group, wondering why they have taken their 25 and 19 meter band transmitters off the air. As a matter of fact, I've not heard them for quite a while on 15.345 variable or 11.711 variable. Has anyone, and does anyone know the answer? We do know these were very old transmitters, so perhaps they have finally failed. No logs received yet of those new Australian stations we mentioned last week on 2355 or 3210 kilohertz, if they're really on the air yet. But Ron Howard in California at Asilomar Beach has heard Radio Simban again. At least it's the station on 2368.5 before and after 15 UT on December 28th. It was threshold level, but he was getting some Greek music, which is what they play. This was just before his local sunrise. Should you hear less sports news than usual on Radio Australia, it's not because they've come to their senses, but because of sexual harassment claims. A story in the Melbourne Age via Rob DeSantos and Dale Park goes into what's happening. It seems a Ms. O'Shea has charged sexual harassment against Brandon Telfer, a name you may recall as a longtime personality on Radio Australia. Kim Elliott says presumably relays of sports coverage from ABC will continue. It's just sports bulletins which are being dropped, according to the story. Which in fact says that Telfer will be taking over whatever contributions Ms. O'Shea had been making. Via DSWC IDX window, Mikhail Timofeyev in St. Petersburg reports a station which, according to editor Anker Peterson, had not been heard for almost 3 years, since January of 07. It's Radio Nagorno-Karabakh in Stepanakert, Azerbaijan, on the odd frequency of 9677.3 variable. He heard it December 12th in Armenian from 0617 until off at 0637 with the usual distorted audio. This is hardly the time of year to be changing your clocks, but don't tell that to Bangladesh, which is shifting back 1 hour as of the beginning of 2010. They've been on advanced time of UT plus 7, but apparently they're going back to UT plus 6, but only for 3 months until the end of March when they go forward 1 hour again, according to the Daily Star via Supratik Sanatani in West Bengal. This affects international broadcasts in Bengali, as both BBC and VOA have been trying to shift their scheduling to keep up with whatever the local time may be at the moment in Bangladesh. Of course, that is inconvenient for the lots of Bengali speakers across the border in India, where the clocks are not changing. Terry Kruger in Florida reports radio station Belarus on 6155 for almost an hour in English at 2205 UT on Christmas Eve. They had greetings from listeners and playing music which sounded to him like Irish folk music, but I guess it was Belarusian. They even had some sound bites phoned in from listeners. Fred Waterer laments that this year there will be no Snap, Crackle, and Pop show as a special New Year's morning on CBC Radio 1. According to news from Roy Forbes, who's been doing it for 30-plus years. However, if you enjoy his type of old record show, you can hear it more often than once a year, or never more, via CKUA in Edmonton. Look for Roy's Record Room at www.ckua.com. Via media network, the Epoch Times reports that Beijing is pressuring Asian countries to silence the sound of hope. That's the target of so much jamming, mostly Firedrake on numerous shortwave frequencies. It seems they have a contract to broadcast via Taiwan, at least for their high-power transmissions, and that expires on January 11th. And the Taiwanese are under pressure not to renew it, so we'll see what happens. If that happens, there might be less Firedrake as a consequence. Some of the higher-powered, probably 100-kilowatt frequencies, where Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports actually hearing sound of hope, not just the Firedrake, are 6280 at 2301 UT, also until 2300 on 7105. And he heard 8400 as well, with talks in Mandarin at 2300. Well, that was during the top-of-the-hour break, but the jammer came back at 2305. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany notes that a particular transmission of China Radio International in French has an extremely wide signal of 11 kilohertz. He set the filter on the receiver to 20 kilohertz and had extremely good sound on Chinese music, much like back in the 50s when there were tube or valve receivers. This was 15220 at 0740 UT. It's via the Urumqi site, actually in East Turkestan. Here's another end-of-year and end-of-an-era story. Mike Cooper in Georgia, a regular listener to Radio France International, says David Page announced on December 27th that was his last Club 9516. That's the mailbag show on RFI. After almost two decades, Susan Owensby, who I believe is from Texas, will be taking over the show. Page said he's planning to spend more time as a communications consultant and author. Ron Howard in California reports they reactivated All India Radio Shimla on 4965, December 23rd at 1501. At 1512, they switched over to Relay Delhi programming, parallel to several other 60 and 31-meter band channels. The Voice of Indonesia transmitter has continued to vary further and further upward, almost reaching 9526, measured by several DXers, about 9525.98. According to Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, Steve Wiseblood in Texas, and Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. That includes the English broadcast, supposed to be at 1300, but sometimes at 1400 instead. However, lately it's been missing altogether, no sign of a signal on December 28th or 29th. Ron Howard says one of his better DX catches is Radio Kashmir on 4950, heard December 28th during their entire brief morning broadcast, signing on at 0119 and off at 0225, which was 10 minutes later than scheduled. Best in upper sideband to get away from the carrier from Angola we mentioned last week, just below 4950. I should clarify, this is an all-India radio station from that part of Kashmir, opening with their interval signal and national anthem. Shokaze, or Sea Breeze, the station about abductees from Japan to North Korea, has changed frequency again. It's moved back to 5910 from 5985, as I heard it December 25th when they were in English on that Friday. Ron Howard in California says they were also in English the following Monday, which is unusual. The time for this, as always, is from 14 to 1430 UT. Lately, I've been enjoying pretty good reception of Voice of Mesopotamia, the Kurdish clandestine on 11530, transmitted with 500 kilowatts from Ukraine, until sign-off at 1500. I've been wondering if this has much listenership in Kurdistan, since they're on shortwave, and there are plenty of local stations on FM and AM now in Iraqi Kurdistan. It's brokered by TDP in Belgium. And in fact, the WRTH says the station is licensed in Belgium and produced by the Kurdish-Belgian media production company Roj NV. That's R-O-J. Chris Greenway comments, there's also a satellite Roj TV based in Brussels, though licensed in Denmark, which no doubt has a much bigger audience than the radio. The TV is aimed more at viewers in Turkish Kurdistan than in Iraq. Of course, Kurds in Turkey do not have all those local stations in their own language. Kurdish, written in Roman letters, as on that website, suggests more of an interest in targeting Turkey than Iraq. Which makes me wonder, if that is the case, it's rather misleading to name it the Voice of Mesopotamia. Kai Ludwig comments further, Denge Mesopotamia is simply the radio station of Roj TV. You can search on the web for discussions of whether or not it is run by the PKK and actions taken against it. Nobody cares for the shortwave radio that Roj TV runs. That would not be surprising. It's happened again, a fire at the relay station of Radio Netherlands on Madagascar, which put it off the air. This was on December 24th. You can read all about it at the Media Network blog. The initial report says there was a fire in the high voltage room of the external mains power supply. Firefighters from the capital managed to bring it under control within hours. It destroyed high voltage circuit breaker equipment, so broadcasts from Madagascar will be suspended for at least 3 days and possibly up to a week. Large parts of Africa and Southeast Asia will be unable to receive Radio Netherlands shortwave broadcasts for the time being. However, numerous substitutions have been made from other transmitter sites, not only for Radio Netherlands, but the other clients being relayed from Madagascar. And you can see lists of those at the top of the Media Network blog. There's also a photo of the rather severe fire damage, which makes me think it could take longer than 1 week to get back to full operation. One of these substitutions was on 15595, moved far away from Madagascar to Sweden, but still aimed at South Asia. However, this lasted only for about 3 days until they determined that propagation was not allowing it to be heard well in the target area. But it was heard quite well back here in North America, between 14 and 16 UT. Another Radio Netherlands broadcast, which might seem to come from Madagascar, is actually transmitted from Rwanda. That's the new Arabic service, between 22 and 2257 UT on 9895. Just so happens that it's aimed toward West Africa, and the signal carries on to North America with very good reception. So we get Arabic, but not English, aimed at us from Radio Netherlands. I found it rather odd, however, that on Sundays, They just play music with an ID now and then. Yet that's explained by Andy Sennett. We only have funding for Monday through Friday programs, which might be increased. It costs us no more to broadcast 7 days a week due to the relay exchange agreements. I've also found it odd that they identify as Hoona Amsterdam rather than Hilversum. He says the decision to call it that was pragmatic because a lot more Arabs have heard of Amsterdam than have heard of Hilversum. And he reminds us they have a program in English called Amsterdam Forum, even though it was usually recorded in Hilversum. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1493. Check our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Martin Gallus in Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A check in the mail will also do to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Pedro Turner in Portugal has been hearing Radio Pakistan on 7535 in Urdu at 1720. Noel Green in England says since they changed frequency for the English news at 1600 from 7510 to 7535, Radio Pakistan has also begun to use 7535 instead of 7530 for Urdu to Western Europe at 1700 to 1900. Apparently this is deliberate, since it's been heard more than once, rather than a mistake. The old transmitters at Rewat are still in use. No sign of anything from the new installation at Landi near Karachi. Last week I mentioned that some stations might be on the air extended hours of Christmas Eve, making them more deaccessible. The same might happen on New Year's Eve, but here's one at least which we know did happen on December 24th, thanks to a tip from Steve George in Massachusetts. In Cumbridex, it's Radio Rwanda on 6055. Normally signs off at 2100 and, under good conditions, can be heard, at least in eastern North America. But he says, the previous year they stayed on late Christmas Eve with a Christmas party, including carols in English, and at local midnight, 2200, a whoop and holler and crying by the presumed baby Jesus as Christmas Day was ushered in. So, several of us were listening to 6055 this Christmas Eve. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and I were hearing it until blocked by Spain coming on at 2259. Brian heard a mixture of African highlife music, Afropops, local choral music, phone talk, and yes indeed, the crying baby Jesus at 2200. I tuned in a bit later and was hearing them talking. At first it sounded like Japanese and I was afraid I had Radio Nikkei, but it soon proved to be Rwanda. In shortwave bulletin, Stig Adolfsson in Sweden heard another special Christmas broadcast from Solomon Islands, 5019.964, December 24th at 1340, he says, with a seldom-heard strength. Their own magnificent Christmas show, with, among other things, greetings from the government to all citizens of the islands, and lots of Christmas carols. He says the frequency has been extremely stable. In fact, he measured it to 4 decimal places, 5019.9644. The weekly Sephardic show from Radio Exterior de España is really having problems. There's a broadcast to the Middle East, Mondays at 1425 to 1455, which nevertheless we hear quite well here, on 15385, although they imagine and announce the frequency is 15325. Trouble is, the past two Mondays, it has not been in sync with the transmission. On December 28th, the carrier was on by 1427, but the program did not start playing until 1445, which means only 10 minutes of it were heard before it was time to turn off the transmitter. This week we have three logs on three frequencies from three DXers, of Sudan radio service from two transmitter sites. All of them were in Arabic or some other dialect rather than English. 7280 is reported by Rulo Figrim in São Paulo in Rádio Escutas. This was December 25th at 0427 with Christmas greetings, it seemed. Then on December 26th at 1723, they were heard on 9840. This is from the UAE, says Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, continuing past 1730 in Arabic with African music. And another one, Sudan Radio Service on 11785, December 23rd at 1625. This one transmitted via South Africa with reports about Darfur and some African songs, says Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. For great Turkish music, here's a frequency we can recommend, 11815 from Voice of Turkey. It's aimed toward Europe, but also, coincidentally, toward North America at 14 to 17 UT. The trouble is, Spain's Costa Rica relay is also on 11815, but only on weekdays until 1500. If you listen on weekends, or after 15 on weekdays, Turkey is more or less in the clear. If you do find interference before 1500, try the Voice of America's Kurdish service via Germany on 11805. April Ferguson says Pastor Peter J. Peters on his Scriptures for America network has been promoting a new shortwave station. He and his people will have a 24-hour prayer marathon to inaugurate it. It's WTWW, which isn't on the air yet. It seems he's putting his carts before his horses on his ranch. WTWW is hardly his new shortwave station. George McClintock says no commitments have been made yet about which programs he'll be broadcasting. He's still working on getting the transmitter back in service. It had been in storage quite a while. It's the one formerly used by KAIJ, and various things have to be repaired. So it doesn't look like they'll be on the air before 2010 on 5755 and 9480. The new shortwave station in Milton, Florida, WJHR, continues to be heard, if you strain a bit, from their low-power SSB transmitter on 15550 upper. It's testing at various times between 15 and 22 UT, although occasionally it seems to be on a bit earlier or a bit later. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia got a reply from George Mock, the owner and operator of the station, in Spanish, who says he spent some time as a missionary in Cuba some years ago, so he speaks some Spanish. And he's welcoming reports in that language as well as in English. He's still saying that he's going to install a new antenna, which should greatly increase the strength of the signal, although I guess this does not mean the transmitter power will increase. WWRB can be heard on 3145 with Brother Stair. I think it's from 02 to 05 UT, but it's a very strange frequency. You will not find it listed in any of the current schedules from FCC, HFCC, IB, or even in the WRTH 2010. Which makes me wonder if it is actually officially authorized. It did appear in some updates of the IB and AOKI schedule for the previous season, and it does appear in the current AOKI schedule, although referenced as info from a previous season. I've noticed a couple of AM stations, and I'm sure there are many more, using a slogan, Old School, as their musical genre. 1120 near Tulsa, Oklahoma, is calling what they play Old School R&B, parallel to 1340 in Sand Springs. And also KRJO 1680 in Monroe, Louisiana, is coming in well here in the afternoons, as early as 2200 UT, with Old School slogan IDs. I'm still not quite sure what old school really means. It could mean a lot of things, but it may be the name of a syndication format. KMNY 1360 in the Metroplex of North Texas has been known as Rational Radio for over a year. The station was leased from Multicultural Broadcasting to carry this progressive programming, but someone outbid them and they're going off at the end of the year, according to a story in the Dallas Observer via Artie Bigley. It's a 50-kilowatt station in the daytime, but very directional, and we don't hear it in Oklahoma. It aims toward Lubbock. Uruguay remains quite a challenging shortwave DX target because there's only one or possibly two shortwave stations active, and they're very low power, and they come and go. But Horacio Negro in Montevideo keeps us up to date about Radio Sarandí on 6045 upper sideband. He says they had been silent for a week, but returned on December 26th, apparently on the air 24 hours, relaying the medium wave 690 program. For a while, they were actually off frequency down around 6043. He finally got in contact with the chief engineer, who actually adjusted the frequency while he was on the phone to 6045. The power is 300 watts, an inverted V antenna, and the schedule is 24 hours. So far, I've not been able to hear it, nor have I seen reports of anyone in North America picking it up. Probably the best times to check would be before 0600 or after 08 UT, when Korea is not using the frequency. With Yemen in the news, you might want to try to hear it on shortwave. Lots of luck. There used to be an English hour at 18 UT on 9780, but I've not seen it reported in quite some time. Not sure they're active on that frequency. Also on the schedule was another English hour at 0600. However, Yemen is reported on 6135.01 by Thomas Lindenthal in Germany at 0634 to 0700 in Arabic, but it was quite weak in DSWCIDX window. Mikhail Timofeyev in Russia reported the same frequency at 1444 with Arabic talk singing. Good reception with some fading. Richard Cuff reminds us that it's time to think about the 2010 Winter SWL Fest to be held in southeastern Pennsylvania. The 2010 dates are March 5th and 6th. You can read all about it and register online, and there'll be updates about the program plans. The website has been redesigned. It's www.swlfest.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 29th, ANK indices stuck at 5 and 2, solar flux peaking at 82 January 8th to 16th and down to 76 by the 24th. Wishing you the best for the new year, Glenn Hauser thanking you for listening this year and to this edition of World of Radio, number 1493.